In December, an abandoned refinery complex near Bristow became Oklahoma's newest federal Superfund site. The Wilcox refinery closed 50 years ago, but as State Impacts Joe Wirtz reports, lead and other toxic chemicals remained, and locals are uneasy with a long cleanup ahead.
See the black stuff all over the rocks, all over the leaves? That kind of looks like crude, don't it?
Even though you can't see it from the street or when you look out the window of Glenn Jones' parents' house, the Wilcox refinery is still here. Parts of it, anyway.
See that rusted thing going across there? There's stuff all through this ground, we just don't know it.
The Wilcox site opened shortly after statehood. The small town welcomed the jobs and its role in helping bring the riches of Oklahoma's first oil boom to market. The refinery was abandoned in 1963. Efforts to decommission the facility, all the storage tanks and open pits of oily sludge and waste, were, well, crude.
They said the tanks were here and they just bulldozered over the top of them.
Okay, once again, we're going to get started. I am Monty Elder from the Oklahoma Department of Environmental Quality.
Oklahoma's environmental regulator and representatives from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency hosted a town hall at the Bristow Public Library in January.
Anytime you've got a refinery that started operating in 1915, they didn't have anywhere near the environmental, well, they weren't even aware of environmental problems.
When Rachel Lane and her husband, Tyler, bought their home a few years ago, they thought they were buying a farm, not a tank farm.
I live actually where the Superfund site is, and we got the actual sludge or whatever you want to call it coming up.
The Lanes give me a walking tour of their land. Rope strung across the property keeps their kids out of the oily sludge that has seeped to the surface. The worst spots are marked with wooden stakes, and when you pull on the stakes, the ground heaves and oozes. The EPA estimates a dozen other people live within the boundaries of the old refinery site. Another 5,000 live within 2 miles. A full survey hasn't been completed, but environmental officials say the soil and a nearby creek are likely contaminated with copper and lead and strong atmospheric pollutants called polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons.
What should we do if we come into contact with that? Because my dogs have been in it. I bathe them, so I've had it all over me. I have a 2- and a 5-year-old out playing. You never know.
Oklahoma's Department of Environmental Quality was created in 1993. A year later, environmental officials there started trying to get the federal government to give the Wilcox refinery site Superfund status. This designation is the only way abandoned, uncontrolled, hazardous waste sites in Oklahoma ever get cleaned up. Monty Elder with the DEQ told the town hall crowd why.
The state of Oklahoma does not have any money to clean up sites. The legislature hasn't given us money to clean up sites.
At the time, there weren't enough people living near the abandoned refinery to make the cut, so nothing was done. Decades later, with no obvious signs of the environmental hazards, these families moved in, on top of a toxic waste site they couldn't see. Now, there's a human health risk and federal funding, so the cleanup can begin. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact Oklahoma is sponsored by MidFirst Private Bank, offering wealth management, trust services, investment management, and private banking. MidFirstPrivateBank.com.
State Impact is a collaboration of Oklahoma's public media stations. You can find more at KGOU.org.